Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Seat backs up. Yeah. Everyone all set? Here we go. 11 years ago, I started USA Prepares with one thing in mind, teaching anyone who would listen how to prepare for the long, hard times to come. Here we are. I have not changed the introduction, the outroduction, or the rejoiners of USA Prepares. The messages are still the same. We are USA Prepares. Teaching the world how to survive by preparing for what is to come. The world's changed for the worse. People are more greedy. What you're witnessing is the sum of all individual greed, combined with the sum of all individual stupidity. A glaring example is the self-driving car. Another is 5G. Another is a lab experiment called plant material sold as meat. Another is the plantemic. Our plan is to teach you what you can do to help you and your family. Period. Rich Evans with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing today?
Well, Buckwheat didn't make it. He died.
I'm sorry.
Night. And, you know, we pulled out all the stops. We're all with him. And he aspirated on his formula, and I think that was the final insult to his little body. And you know, he was really having a tough time. The veterinarian, I guess, is quite surprised that he lived maybe two or three times longer than you would expect. But you know, when the mamas kick him to the curb, and the mamas don't give him colostrum, they generally don't make it. Probably almost 100% of the time they don't make it. And Mama hid him, so we couldn't find him. It was freezing cold. Everything was working against us and him. So the toll so far is 3 calves and 1 mama. And I just can't wait till we get audited. And the auditor says, what are these deductions here for these cows, calves? How do you explain that? I'm going to show them the graphics. Because they don't know. They don't know what life and death is all about. You know, they're people who are incentivized to extract money from the bottom 93%. It's a sad day. It still is. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And you mentioned the bottom 93%. You meant it. You used the word audit. And we discussed privately the other day that we're going to basically talk about economy and how it affects the little guy, the bottom 93%, which the powers that be call the poor and middle class, that they want to meld to control so they can consolidate power, money, and control. So what I did was, I've got about 30 articles here, maybe, which is about 60 less than I usually discuss. And we are going to And I tried to get as much diversity and variety of non-related facts that are going to be contributors to the challenges of the bottom 93%. And before I start, Vince, is there anything else that you would like to say, or do you want me to delve into the first few articles here? And then I'm going to ask for comments from you after I put in my two cents. And we're going to dovetail that with ideas and solutions. You know, for example, when it's cold, you know, everybody in this audience knows that I live off-grid. When I take a bath in a cast iron tub, I have the water plugged. I use the gray water to flush my toilet. I live without a hot water heater. I live without a pressure tank. I live without traditional running water. That's how I do it here. So that being said,
I do have one question. Well, actually, five short, you know, check the box questions. So, Rich, I've never asked you this. So, let me ask you this. I have in front of me the 2021 National Agricultural Classification Survey. And this is something that is sent out by the USDA. And it says 2022 Census of Agriculture. Your voice, your future, your opportunity. And in real big letters, it says, your response is required by law. Okay? So I got a copy of this. It was handed to me. And I've never asked you, Rich, but according to the census, they want to know, well, let me ask you what they're asking whoever gets this agricultural census. Are you white, Rich? Are you white? Or are you black or African American? Or are you an American Indian or Alaska Native? Or are you Asian? Or are you a Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander? Now, I've never asked you that.
Well, and it's kind this is part of how they reduce skill, the small and medium-sized business, reduce consumer confidence in the powers that be in the whole system. These are all deflationary. This is how they want to control everybody. You know, it's I should say, fortunately, now you can basically identify as whomever you want. So I would just check off any box because, look, everything in the U.S. is financial gimmickry. We have no manufacturing left. We have no borders left. We have no integrity in our court systems, purge military, purge healthcare, phony money, education, academia. You know, you get a job based on what group you're in. Nothing's real. So as long as people understand that, I would just check off any box because, first of all, these are illegal questions. Illegal questions. It's just like the term safe and secure. There's no definition of words anymore. Everything's about distractions and cover-ups and plan this, narrative selling, and, you know, that's why everybody is scared and they're going towards, they don't know what to invest in that we're going to talk about a little bit today. They want good choices, but there's only probabilities left. That's why there's been such, people are diversifying, they're going into hard assets, and they're thinking about capital preservation and survival because that's all we have left. We have staffing shortages. When you purge healthcare and military and small business workers, I mean, what's really left for the little guy? So I'll be honest with you, the people I know who are receiving those so-called illegal letters, illegal, they're just using them as fire starter for their wood stove. So that means
Yes, there is. If I had one, I would not send it. I would not fill it out because I agree with you. You know, we are told that that we're all equal, and we are told that you know, race doesn't matter. So if it doesn't matter, why are they asking? And by the way, class, now if you've been with USA Prepare since day one, you have never heard me ask anyone what their race happened to be. Never. Because to me, it doesn't matter. It's content of character. that matters. It is honesty. It's integrity. It is showing up when you're supposed to show up. It is meeting your obligations. It's the opposite of cheating, lying, scamming, and doing what other people are doing. It's the opposite of that. That's what's important to me. Honesty, integrity, character, etc. So, Rich, I have just one other question for you. You mentioned hard assets. Can you give us some examples of what hard assets are, please?
Well, yeah, one thing that you and I have been talking about for, I think I've been on your broadcast for 10 years. I've been on national radio for 11, not counting, you know, talks and stuff like that. But you and I have created a business plan. I discussed it in the book about, this is just one example, about creating a hobby farm as a business model and getting Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jan, and Sue, those of you who are regular listeners, ever heard me say this a gazillion times. Because here on USAPrepares.com, we don't judge you by your gender, the gender you identify as, your skin pigmentation shade, your sexual orientation, your religion, et cetera, et cetera. Now, those are politically correct narratives for divide and conquer strategy. We on this program, this channel, judge by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and similar things. And, of course, what you've heard me say till I'm blue in the face and out of breath, and that is the pick effect, which is patriotism, intelligence, and courage. And courage means the willingness to be hated for telling the truth. So that being said, to answer your question with more specificity and detail, what Vince and I have been talking about for 11 years, and those of you who have done this have earned a great life, and that is buying a piece of raw land and turning it into what I call a working hobby farm. You cut down some timber. You park some things aside. You leave certain tree lots for firewood. You put up your cabin, your garage, your barn, your fencing, your greenhouses, your raised beds, your off-grid solar array. And by the way, nothing that I suggest I haven't done or Vince hasn't done in different ways. So if you would have done that right now, you would have a very valuable asset to sell. So those of you, and I was going to save this for later, but I'm going to discuss it now. For example, teens are blowing real cash on imaginary Gucci handbags that only exists online. Another, the next article here, and this is valid for the context of the question delivered to me. Children who exercise regularly get better grades in school. So, and there's more, you know, talking about signs of dementia and all that stuff. Look, but all things that we know, common sense, logic, you know, those type of things. So now we have young people who decided not to take any risks, not to do any hard work because it was too hard. And now we have everything that's crumbling because everything's corrupt and manipulated. And people are searching for hard assets. That's why housing prices are going up. That's why cars are going up. And you basically gain skill sets, you cross train your comrades, and you have a great life. And we'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Richie, Vince, Chris, and we're teaching you what you need to know to come out the other side of this mess we're in. Better, alive. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, a couple articles here, folks. Just to raise eyebrows and open up everybody's ears here, and I know this audience knows most of this, but the reason why we say a lot of this is so we can give you ammunition to pass on to your friends and family and loved ones and make a difference and possibly save their life, okay? First article, or next article, top 1% of Americans have taken $50 trillion from the bottom 90%, and that makes everybody less secure. Rolls-Royce records phenomenal year as the super wealthy buy luxury vehicles. We've said the same thing regarding jets. The private jet market is going through the roof. See, folks, the little guy really has, when I talked about what to invest today, we don't have a lot of choices but hard assets, because like the hobby farm example, it builds skill sets, it gives you a workout. You know, think about this. I know a lot of people don't work out the way, I mean, I'm in my 60s. I'm really a frail old man, especially compared to what I used to be. I'm not, you know, trying to be humble by saying that, but it's the truth. So think about if you worked out. Just a little tangent here. 1 hour in a day for 4 days. So you work out 4 days a week for an hour. If there's 168 hours in a week, that's not much to ask, because just like the article I just mentioned earlier, it really helps your aptitude, your environment around you, your confidence level, Alzheimer's, dementia. Basically, it makes you healthier. Okay, let me go back to economics. We have basically the little guy has no choice speculation, as I call it. So we have less discretionary income to spend, and this is all deflationary. There's a lot of everybody think everything today is all inflation. No, the bottom 93% is going to be stuck in inflation, deflation, and stagflation. And I have proved this many, many times. Bankruptcy, defaults, delinquencies, debt is deflationary. Lack of consumer confidence is deflationary. Low velocity of money is deflationary. I've talked till I'm out of breath about the unethical stock buybacks. So basically, we have less increase in productivity, in products, in employees, in R&D. This is how it works. Basically, it's a consolidation of power, money, and control at the highest levels. All right. Next article here. It's titled, American Taxpayers Charge Millions of Dollars to Provide Illegal Aliens with Free Lawyers. Now, those of you who've heard me for 10 years on Vince's broadcast know that I don't make up articles. These are all published articles in the public domain. And because of time, I'm just going to read the last two sentences. President Biden's mass release of illegal aliens over the last 12 months will cost taxpayers at least $6.6 billion. And by the way, I'm going to paraphrase the last sentence. They're figuring that to be between 11 and 22 illegal aliens, unvetted, living in the U.S. We all know it's way, way higher than that. So, and there's so many variables that we don't even know about, folks. We don't know how many, you know, how much treasuries is the Fed going to keep buying treasuries? How many new bonds? You know, the 10-year yield went from 0.8% in the last year to 1.78. I know that's still historically low, but it makes a big difference for the little guy. So you got to remember, everything, when things are this corrupt and manipulated, everything can go to zero. Stocks, crypto, cash. You know, people say, well, Rich, you just said land's a great investment. Well, it has been, but there's also eminent domain because the corruption is so... It's almost like a religion. And you got the dollar. You know, is it going to weaken? We have 2 to 3 times the amount of dollars that could come in from abroad. But yet at the same time, the dollar could have more value abroad compared to other countries. And then the U.S. is going to lose value here at home. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The President and the Vice President will pay their respects at the crypt of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia this afternoon. Afterwards, the two will push for voting changes in America to be done by the folks in Washington, D.C. from now on if their partisan bill passes. This comes after Democrats claim the 2020 election was one of the most secure and fairest elections in American history. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
He's quite focused on ensuring the American people understand what is at stake here. Protecting the fundamental right to vote. Everyone is going to have to take a hard look at where they want to be at this moment in history.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
This is not a voting rights bill. It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
The president will return to the White House later this evening. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As fear-mongering has been the White House approach to the COVID-19 pandemic, Republican Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas on Newsmax says the way the Biden administration has publicly handled the pandemic has a lot of Americans scratching their heads.
This Biden administration has always been a day late and a dollar short, right? Going back even to the vaccine boosters for seniors this summer, they got the boosters after the Delta wave penetrated across the country. Now the same story here with their testing. It's going to get here after Delta's pretty well over with. Look, President Trump gave this White House back a vaccine. He gave them therapeutics and gave them therapeutics like monoclonal antibodies as well as testing. But this White House didn't buy enough of them. Why hasn't this White House invested in a warp speed for therapeutics?
Senator Marshall weighs in on the question before the Supreme Court of the United States. Can the federal government force you to put something into your body?
I reviewed most of their statements. I tend to read the process rather than waste so much time watching it. But I think that you could tell by the tone of the Supreme Court that the majority of them feel like these mandates are unconstitutional, that this is once more an overreach by the federal government trying to control the populace, right? That they have a one-size-fits-all approach, and we've proven that vaccine mandates don't work. We have, 30,000 healthcare workers have resigned in New York State, and now they have a shortage of healthcare workers. We're seeing that all across the nation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
It's scary. People are using their credit cards to stave off the inevitable. And the average household debt right now is $156,000. That's the average across America. That's an enormous amount of debt. Now, if you think about it, you know, people used to be able to, well, heck, my dad earned $2,800 a year when he first started teaching. $2,800 a year. And the average household debt is $156,000. People are not going to be able to pay that. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you. events. Yeah, it's called leverage. You know, this is what the powers that be want. When you're over leveraged, just like margin calls, just like any debt, you have to sell other things in a fire sale for pennies on the dollar, and the super wealthy come in, the banks, the military industrial complex. That's why they're fraudulently printing money to give the impression of a short-term success. But the little guy does not reap the benefits. The big guy does, because they get the bailouts. The little guy gets destroyed with inflation. Everything is financial gimmickry today. Okay? That's why I've given thousands of articles that show the money's moving from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. The bottom 93% gets the crumbs. The top the next 5 to 6% gets the bread trucks. And the top 1 to 2% gets the bakery. That's how it works. But think about the financial gimmickry. Buying time with unemployment insurance extensions. Debt postponement gimmicks. Tax rebates, loopholes, grants, stimulus checks. The introduction of things like MMT and UBI, QE. We've got the largest increase in inflation for two generations, 40 years. Look, we've connected all of these dots, folks. Just, you know, and one of the biggest things is lack of consumer confidence. Just look at what they discussed over the break. Voting rights bill. Marsha Blackburn made it very clear. It's about rigging. Consumer confidence goes down. That's deflationary. And federal overreach with mandates lowers consumer confidence. This was just said on the last commercial. Okay, I'm going to go back to articles here, folks. I try to connect as many dots as possible. Our California governor wants to be the first state to provide health coverage to all illegal immigrants. All illegal, non-vetted immigrants. What do you think is going to happen if you can't afford to pay for food, rent, mortgage, invest in your skill sets? What do you think is going to happen? Next article. There's a new blackout on the Fed's naming of the banks that got its emergency repo loans. And you know that some journalists are literally under gag orders to not talk about the $4.5 trillion in cumulative loans last quarter of 2019 under, quote, emergency repo loan operations for a liquidity crisis that yet has to be credibly explained. Yet to be credibly explained. Let me decipher that. Let me translate that for you. J.P. Morgan, Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, three of the big Wall Street banks were at the center of the subprime derivative crisis in 2008 that brought down the U.S. economy, and they're involved in this. Now we have a situation when you can't explain something. When it says yet to be credibly explained, it's kind of like the definition of derivatives. You know, we know there's dozens of names for it. It's basically bundling up all these different, you know, types of investments and selling them and then bundling them up and reselling them and bundling them up and kind of like selling, you know, paper, gold, and silver. It could be bonds. It could be equities, commodities, real estate, currencies. It doesn't matter. It's a side bet. It's an insurance protection. It's being sold and bundled hundreds of times. I mean, derivatives are literally in the quadrillions for unit of measures. You know, bail-ins for banks, all this stuff. Everything is to protect the bigs. Vince, I'm doing articles in small clumps. So before I go into my next clump regarding economic news that the people need to be aware of, do you have any comments on what I just said?
Yeah, I do. You know, and back to hard assets again. You know, it's paramount, class, that you do what we've done. Not because we've done it, but because it works. And we know it works because we've done it. So Rich mentioned a hobby farm. The Finelli family has an active cattle farm. And what the hard assets that you should consider obtaining working toward ultimately having, owning raw land. Fencing, which is gates and culverts and, you know, fencing, a greenhouse, a garden with heirloom seeds, a barn, equipment to operate your farm, land that has woods, land that is open, meaning fields, animals to maintain that land, animals for reproduction and sale and food, and a water well, and a storage tank or tanks, a farmhouse, a communication system that can receive as well as transmit, printed books, manuals, and operator's guides. Now, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And can you do that instantly? The answer is absolutely not. I know some people who have tried, and what they had a lot of money, and they bought a lot of stuff. They bought equipment, they bought fencing, they bought land, and frankly, none of it was ideal. None of it really was optimal. And their thinking was, well, they have money now, but they don't have the skills. So what they'll do is they'll buy the stuff that they think they can use, and they can always hire somebody to teach them how to use it. And the answer is, I don't think it works too well. Because as things get worse, the people who might look at that and say, yeah, I can teach you how to use it, but you know what? I think I'll just take it for myself. I think I'll just take your generator and your seeds and your tractor, you know, etc. So you really need to learn how to operate all of this equipment. You have to be your own plumber. You have to be your own electrician. You have to be your own framer, roofer, mason. You have to learn how to do everything. And is it easy? No. Is it instant? No. As a matter of fact, if you were to ask most of the instructors who have accomplished what we're talking about, having a farm, it took half of their lifetime to get there, or almost half their lifetime, or a third of their lifetime to get there. It certainly did for me and my family. So it's a generational thing. It's the kind of thing you can pass on. But, you know, farmers are never, well, unless they're on the government take, they're not known as being wealthy. Most people look down at farmers. You know, lawyers look down at farmers. Doctors sometimes look down at farmers, except Dr. Sheila, who was a farmer. You know, they look at us as not having a lot of skills. Well, that's not true. We have a lot of skills. We know a lot about a lot. And we're just not expert in a specific field. We are knowledgeable in many fields. So it's not instantaneous. It's going to take hard work and effort. But the bottom line is you'll be able to survive. And that's what happened during all of the famines. That's what happened during all of the depressions. The farmers came out okay. They survived. Rich?
Yeah, I'm going to discuss in a little detail what you just said and go into a little specificity and dovetail off of this article. Trade of 2022 surges as China's most distressed property developers near bailout. See, this is kind of what happens worldwide. The big guys get the bailouts, too big to fail, too big to jails. And who's our three biggest owners of property in America? I've mentioned this article, these type of articles many times. Gates, Bezos, and China. You know, we have here, I'm going to micromanage this analogy. You know, we have the Ted Turners here in Montana as well. But Rupert Murdoch just bought one of the biggest ranches just north of Yellowstone in the middle of the state. I think it's called the Beaverhead Ranch or Beaver something. Something like 340,000 acres. And you have to ask yourself, did he buy that to build a self-sufficiency preparedness school that we've talked about a gazillion times to help out the little people? No. See, the big ranches, they hoard the natural resources. They hoard the elk. See, here in western Montana, we basically have anti-forest, anti-logging management. We also have non-indigenous wolves that have been implanted here. That means that we have very little elk, for example, because the elk are on the big ranches that can do their own forest management as they see please, and they can shoot and trap and kill as many wolves as they want. And I know people in central Montana who do that. But let me just put this in another micro perspective. I lived in a town in Montana, and I say town because the listeners around the country and the world, if I said city, you might not buy it. It's about 77,000 people, 122,000 in the metro area. I got these numbers off of a government website, so who knows if it's accurate, because who knows if they're even working. And this town, this city is Missoula, Montana. I lived there for 19 years. The land area is about 34.5 square miles. It's not even considered to be the largest city in Montana. It may be the second largest city. Maybe. But an acreage, just to put it in perspective, the acreage is 22,000 acres. Now, I just told you the metropolitan area is 122,000 in the Missoula area, right? Think about this. This is what happens, the Gates, the Bezos, the Chinas, the Rupert Murdochs. When you buy 340,000 acres just for yourself, for your own family, for your own recreation, for your own lifestyle, for your own readout, for your own survival. And then you got a Missoula, Montana, where you have 122,000 people living in this metro area on 22,000 acres. This is the great analogy, folks, of what's happening in America. This is why we have to think about food, water, shelter, energy. We have to think about preparing compost piles and soils. We have to build nutrients and vitamins, because most of today's land has been mechanically, chemically, we've got glyphosate and everything else destroyed, heavy metals. You have to grow, build skill sets for gardening. You have to get away from the fluoride, chlorine, and all the pharmaceutical drugs and poisons of municipal water. We have to build shelters that's small enough where your taxes, insurance, and maintenance are realistic.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. And, you know, there are incentives that large farmers can take and ranchers can take from the government for not planting, you know, getting paid for not planting. Can you imagine that? It's absolutely true. And there's a open range ranching. And what that means is that if you don't want your neighbor's cattle on your property, then you have to put up a fence to keep them out, which is exactly the opposite of what you might be thinking. So in our case, we have fencing to keep our cows on our property because that's the way we farm here, which makes a lot of sense to me. But the open range farmers, they just let their cows loose and they get to eat anything they want. And where we actually have to maintain our grass to feed our cows, open range is you just let them eat whatever's out there. So the costs of raising a herd of cows in the open range is way less because you don't have to pay for the inputs. All you have to do is round up your cows. So the wealthy are getting wealthier and the middle class is being devastated. But the only glimmer of hope that I can see to surviving where we are is by buying a farm. It doesn't have to be a great farm. Raw land is the way to go, I think, and then improve it as you go and get your family involved. I'm talking about, you know, your sons and daughters, maybe your parents, maybe your grandparents. Get everybody involved and work the farm. That's the way it works here in America. That's the tried and true method. Rich?
Yeah, and we have open range laws here in Montana, but most people that I know don't use them because you put them the cattle too deep in the woods and stuff like that. We have wolves, we have grizzly bears, we have mountain lions. Heck, we have probably more mountain lions here in northwest Montana than anywhere in the nation. I'm not saying that lightly. But folks, we need to build skill sets. We need to think about self-sufficiency. We need to go back to basics. We need to relearn the old 19th century or 1800 skills, but dovetail them with 21st century technology, because the elite is hoarding all the natural resources for themselves. At the same time, they're taking jobs. You know, just like this historic shortage of drivers we keep reading about. Well, there's more and more autonomous 18-wheelers on the roads. What does that do? It takes jobs. This is what's happening. All right, I'm going to move on because I'm looking at the time, and as usual, I'm behind. Okay, all over America, the unprecedented worker shortage is forcing businesses to shut down. One of the things, look, we've talked about the agenda. We've talked about all this stuff with very long lists. The elimination of small and medium-sized business for the fascist system, where big corporations and big government basically combine resources to, whether it be reduced population, doesn't matter. There's a whole list on their agenda. We've talked about that. The next article, basic services and supply chains are rapidly breaking down all over America. Next article, big increases. Oh, pardon me. I went off of kilter here. Okay. Bare shelves trends as alarming number of people report empty stores, and real wages plummet as inflation hits recovery. You always hear things like real wages, real inflation, real this. Basically what that means, folks, is you have high inflation and your yields on your, whether it be your job or your investments, is basically low, which makes your yield or your benefits in the negative. Michael Pinto, and I really like him. And what I like to do beginning of the second hour events is go over some websites that I can give to our people so they can glean resources whenever they would like. So remind me to do that beginning of next hour. Michael Pinto says we're going to have a 30% market drop in quarter two, which just will trigger a recession. The only reason we don't have one, folks, is because they just keep printing money and stimulus, stimulus, stimulus. If we didn't have stimulus, we wouldn't be able to have anything. We wouldn't have liquidity in the system. We'd have nothing. But he basically says that the Fed's credibility is destroyed and you should have cash, gold, and silver for your lifelines. And we could talk about that just for the two-hour broadcast. And White House investing $1 billion to boost competition in meat processing industry and lower consumer prices. This is all artificial, folks. That's what that means. He's going to take your taxpayer dollar, increase your inflation costs, reduce your purchasing power, to basically boost competition in the meat processing industry. Think about that. That's a temporary fix for a long-term devolution. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah, what we really need, class, is an open market where there's fair competition, a level playing field, where no one gets incentives from the government. That's really what we need. That's what we used to have. And we'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.